Hey, Ian Costello here in the Coin Podcast Control Room with a bit of a change coming for this week's Your Weather Podcast as we try and spread out and do our best part here at the Coin Podcast Network of social distancing. So as we go forward, things are going to sound a little bit differently. We have separated our talent. Kelly Barron is in the podcast studio through a glass wall. Kelly, do you want to say hi?
Hi, everybody.
And Joseph Dames is joining us from the news studio on the phone. Joseph, how are you doing?
Doing well down here as well. Hi, all.
And everybody is healthy and safe and sound as far as we know.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to let the two of you take it away and give us a little look at what's coming up with weather this week.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
All right, so we are back here again with another Your Weather Week podcast. It is March 16th, and yeah, Joseph is down in the basement about hundreds of feet away from here. You know, a lot of walls in between us, just out of an abundance of safety here. So good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. Yeah, it's a great idea. It feels different, though, no doubt.
It does. But we're still here to provide the weekly outlook here in our forecast. And the good news is we're seeing some pretty good trends as we head into this week. So some exciting stuff. But first, I do want to touch back to the weekend because we had some interesting weather. So I know, Joseph, you were in here and delivering the forecast. What did we see here over the weekend?
Well, Saturday we had snow in the valley floor. And I know that you and Natasha had been keeping track of that heading into the weekend. And by the time I think most people woke up on Saturday morning, there was maybe anywhere from, you know, a dusting to 2 inches, depending on where you were at on the valley floor. And I think Portland had about half an inch by the time it was all said and done.
Yeah, so very interesting to see this far in the month of March.
But it
was a beautiful sight. I know some of my friends woke up earlier around, you know, 5, even 6 in the morning, and there was a lot more snow. By the time it hit 9 to 10 in the morning, at least where I was in North Portland, there was still some snow on the roofs, snow on the cars and the grasses, but really not too many issues driving around town.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't too bad. Most of the roads were warm enough, melted away, and some of that snow stuck around in, you know, the shadows or areas that were, you know, blocked out of the from the sun. Because we did have a couple like sunny spells in the afternoon, which melted some of that snow. But it sure felt nice. And of course, it was our last weekend of the winter, and we finally saw measurable snow.
I know, pretty crazy how that works. Do you remember what the daytime high was for Saturday?
Yeah, it was 42 degrees.
Okay, wow. So yeah. That is very much below average. I believe this time of March, it should be in the mid-upper 50s, right?
Yeah, 57, I believe. So, okay. Yeah, a huge chunk. I mean, most of us were 15 degrees below that.
Yeah, just incredible. And then Sunday rolled around, and a lot of it melted. We were back in the sun. It was just a nice finish to the weekend.
Yeah, and although it did clear on out, our temperatures still were only in the lower 40s once again. So it was kind of, you know, you looked outside, it was nice and sunny, but it was still a bit cold outside and breezy, too. We had a wind chill in the 30s by the late shows at 10 p.m. It was like 32 degrees.
Yeah, we had some gusts. And I think you were saying that we saw a max gust around 40 miles per hour yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. In Portland. Yep. It was cranking through the gorge. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And we'll kind of see that today, too. We'll still keep it a bit windy going into our Monday afternoon. But the good news is much of this week does look pretty dry, and we do warm up to at least hitting average in the upper 50s for many of the days. So overall, this week is actually shaping up to be nice to get outside.
Yeah, it's going to feel real good. We have sunshine already. I think we'll have a lot of sunshine carrying forward Tuesday, probably Thursday. Wednesday looked like there might be a few more clouds. And then just a reminder that on Thursday, we officially start spring.
Yeah, the first day of the new season, the equinox. Isn't that when the amount of daylight and night time is the same amount of hours, right? It's about halfway?
It's, yeah, real close. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, right there.
Very cool. So that's on Thursday, the first day of spring. And yeah, I mean, I know a lot of folks are probably working from home or staying inside and socially distancing themselves from a lot of folks. So, I mean, it's going to be a great week to take a break and go outside. So I really encourage people and suggest that you take, you know, maybe an hour break to go walk around in the sun and just let off some steam from everything that's been going on lately.
Yeah, if there's one thing that weather can, you know, really do is just make you feel good if it's a nice day. So,
right.
You know, a little bit of sunshine goes a long way.
Exactly. So again, our highs today in the upper 50s, and then much of the week, at least in the mid to upper 50s, some days touching the low 60s as we head towards the end of it. And I was seeing on Wednesday morning, maybe a chance for a sprinkle as we see a quick disturbance working on through. So we'll be tracking that trend come Wednesday morning. But yeah, you're right. I think a few more clouds by Tuesday night and into Wednesday as well.
Yeah, I was going to pick your brain about that for Wednesday's forecast, because mm-hmm. it was starting to pop up on the weather models on Saturday. I left just more clouds. I thought maybe a better shot for rain a little bit further south of Portland, but there was a chance to see a little bit of rain here in Portland, too. So it looks like maybe it's still the forecast.
Yeah, I think probably just a little quick sprinkle on Wednesday. But, I mean, Friday was a bit interesting. I know you were seeing these trends yesterday, but there was a big model divergence, really. A lot of inconsistency between two of our big models that we watch on the temperature trend and if we would see any rain come Friday in the weekend. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. I had like about a 10 to 12 degree difference between one model saying the lower 60s, the other the lower 50s, with
right.
possibilities for a little bit of rain. So that's kind of been the pattern the last few weeks, where we've had a nice week and then it's gotten a little cold on Friday, Saturday. So I wouldn't be surprised if our temperatures drop a little bit heading into the weekend, but maybe we're going to break that pattern hopefully this week.
Yeah, hopefully. And if so, we'll be back in the sunshine there. So at this point in time, I went with the low 60s, right around 60 degrees, and maybe a chance for some rain on Friday, but something that we'll still be watching moving forward. So I would say to keep a chance of rain Friday into Saturday as that system potentially works into areas of Oregon. Otherwise, we could dry out too. So still a little too early on this Monday to know for sure. But overall, much of this week does look fantastic to get outside. So
yeah.
A lot of encouragement from the Coin Weather team to take advantage of this very spring-like forecast as we head into the official start of spring there on Thursday.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question real quick. Do we have some temperatures down to about freezing anywhere this morning?
This morning, I only saw Portland hitting about 36 degrees, but it did look like some areas in the Portland metro did hit the low 30s.
Yeah,
so
we had a possibility for maybe a little bit of frost. How about maybe tomorrow morning?
Yeah, maybe tomorrow morning. I think we'll start back in the 30s, and then we bump up to the 40s with some good cloud cover Wednesday morning. But I think just watching out for tomorrow again, maybe a couple extra layers as you head outside.
Good advice.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to another Your Weather Week podcast. We'll be back next Monday with another look at your forecast then. Have a good one.
See you.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.